بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. The title is تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا, کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا, کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا. یہ تیری رضا میں جینا, یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا, میری ابدیت پہ یا رب یہ ہے تیرا فضل کرنا. یہی عاشقوں کا شیوا, یہی عاشقوں کی عادت, کبھی گریا و بکا ہے, کبھی آہے سرد بھرنا. یہی عشق کی علامت, یہی عشق کی ضمانت, کبھی ذکر رہو زباں سے, کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا. میری زندگی کا حاصل, میری زیست کا سہارا, تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب, تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا. یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں, یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ, میری جان ناتوا کا تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا. یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب, یہ ہے تیرا جذب پنہا, میرا نالہ ندامت تیرے سنگ در پہ کرنا. میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی, تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ, میرا جرم عفو کرنا. تیری شان جذب ہے یہ, تیری بندہ پروری ہے, میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا. کس اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر, اسے آ گیا ہے جینا, اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا. ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا, کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا, کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا, تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. To die, to live in among the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to die among the lovers. This is to cling ourselves to the awliya Allah, the mashayikh of our time. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. That O people of Iman, that be with the truthful. And the ulama explained till when and how long to khalitum, that hatta takuna mislahum, that be with them, mingle with them, be with them, take the mashara with them, as it was explained last night, have nasheen, to associate with such people, take the mashara, and your person will never go wrong. to cling on to their teachings, inshallah, these are the true sadiq, those who have taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will produce the muttaqeen, the sadiqeen, till the day of qiyamah. Many people, they comment, they said, oh, the days of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Muhammad Zakariya sahab rahmatullahi alayhi has passed, Mufti Mahmood sahab rahmatullahi alayhi has passed, Hazrat Masihullah rahmatullahi alayhi, definitely these were the great awliya of Allah of their times, these were the giants. But a person cannot become despondent. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised in the Quran al-Kareem, and this Quran ayat will remain till the day of Qiyamah. So the Sadiqeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will produce them. Isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil pe sabar karna, kabhi dil se shukar karna. In this way, a person will travel. These are two ways, the way reach unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we make sabar, our conditions will come, halat. Today, when we talk about sabr, we think of calamities. But there are different types of sabr. For example, a person is walking and across in his opposite direction, a young girl, as Mara mentioned last night, we shouldn't even use that word beautiful. A woman who is all dolled up with makeup and all of funny things on her face. Now you tempt her to look. So at that time, what is the command of Allah? كُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. That, O people of Iman, lower your gaze. So at that moment, to make sabr. To make sabr. So many, it is a cold winter's morning. Person is enjoying his sleep. He's under the duvet. He's got a warm blanket over him. Now you can hear the muazzin. He's calling out azan. As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm. At that moment, a person should make sabr. Sabr ala ta'atillah. To make sabr upon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these challenges will come. Teri rida mein jeena hai, teri rida mein marna. Meri abadiyat hai ya Rab, ye teri fazal karna. That, oh Allah, to live in your obedience. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such a beautiful deen. The most perfect deen, the most complete deen. And people complain, oh, there's too many fitnas, there's too many challenges, what to do. The greatest fitna is still going to come. The Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam till the day of Qiyam, there is no greater fitna than the fitna of Dajjal. And Dajjal is there, Dajjal is going to come, but the prelude and the forerunners, the agents, the operating of Dajjal has already started. The forerunners, the agents, in different types of isms, whether it is feminism, whether it is modernism, liberalism, modernism, and all these things, all these isms are coming upon us like an avalanche. A person thinks what to do. Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the protection in Surah Kaf. On one occasion, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was addressing the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and he said, shouldn't I show you a surah that was revealed and sent down with 70,000 malaika. And the greatness of the surah fills the heavens and the earth. And the surah, if a person reads it, he will receive the reward or equivalent to that that fills the heavens and the reward. Obviously, Sahaba radiallahu anhum were enthusiasts. And I want to know more about, Ya Rasulullah, tell us about what surah is this? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, it is about Surah Kahf, the sleepers of the cave. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us thereafter that whoever reads it, he will be protected and Allah will forgive all his minor sins from this Jummah till the next Jummah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause a light to shine from beneath his feet right till the skies. Subhanallah. Our mashayikh, today we complain there's so many challenges, fitna of this, fitna of that. But are we doing our basics? Are we reading our wazifas? Are we reading our Surah Kaf on a Friday? A beautiful incident is mentioned. Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullahi is mentioned in one of the kitab Durun al-Kimana that on one occasion he said that a person by the name of Muhammad bin Abdul Rahman Uthman, he mentioned that he was the governor of Safad, and he came across a person in the desert, and that person was Allama Ibn Din Daqiqi rahmatullahi, and he was standing by a qabr, and this person was crying and he was weeping and he was making dua for the inmate of this qabr. So this person, Allama Saifuddin, asked him that who is this person buried over here and why are you crying? So Allama Daqiqi rahmatullahi mentioned that this is my student and he learned the Quran from me. And last night I saw in my dream that this person, I asked him, how did you fare? So he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very merciful to me. But when I came into the qabr, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of my gunas, because of my sins, Allah caused a vicious dog, like a predatory animal, coming to advance me, to intimidate me, to come and attack me because of my gunas. And all of a sudden, in the dream, this person is telling his ustad that all of a sudden I see a handsome, beautiful form. He comes and he chases the dog away, he repels the dog away. And then this person comes, he grants him solace, comfort, consolation. Then he asks, who are you? May my parents be sacrificed for you. Who are you? He said, I am the form of Surah Al-Kahf, which we used to recite every Friday. Subhanallah. So, Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our Shaykh, Allah reward him during that pandemic, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith. So, we are living in that era where we will find good looks like evil, evil looks like good. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Kifa bikum? What will happen to you? إِذَا تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمُنْكَرِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَلِ الْمَعْرُوفِ, that you will command people to do evil and you will forbid them from doing good. So the Sahaba are astonished, Ya Rasulullah, is the time going to come? The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Wa ashad, something greater than that, more serious going to take place. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, كَيْفَ بِكُمْ إِذَا تَرَوْنَ مُنْكَرًا مَعْرُوفًا وَمَعْرُوفًا مُنْكَرًا. What will happen to you when you look to good as evil and evil as good? So aren't we living in that time when good is being presented as evil, evil is presented as, during the pandemic, where people were forcing, telling us, close the masajid. Then there were other ulama said, no, leave the masajid open. Then now only surface, people who were that time forcing us to wear the mask, social distancing. Now the reality has come of haq will always prevail. Batil will always be effaced. And now those people who were telling us about the system, about social distancing and etc., they themselves now come and admitted these are all made up things. So Allah reward the ulama. That the point I'm trying to make is every day, inshallah, we should try and read the first 10 verses of Surah Kaf and the last 10 verses. Our Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Mita Dan Barkatu used to tell us, read this, inshallah, you'll see through all this. All of that time it was there. Now the different fitnas are going to come. And this Abul Hasan Ali Miyar, Ali Miyar Rahmatullahi, Abul Hasan Ali Nabi Rahmatullahi mentioned, from an early age I used to read Surah Kaf and then I used to see what is the connection between the two. So he mentioned the Surah Kaf is a great potent protection again to repel the poison of Dajjal. So Allah grant us the tawfiq, inshallah. On this last point, I'd like to mention of the Surah Kaf, came across a beautiful riwayat that Hazrat Muaz bin Anas radiallahu anhu mentioned that person who reads the first opening verse of Surah Kaf and the concluding verses of Surah Kaf, then this will be a noor for him, effulgence from beneath his feet towards his head. And that person who reads the entire Surah Kaf will be a noor from the earth right towards the heaven. And respected brothers, every hadith that we read regarding Surah Kaf, it is regarding noor, regarding time, regarding place, regarding the personality. So this a person who reads, inshallah, will be saved from many fitnas. And today, now we are approaching the month of Safar. And our mashayikh emphasize that superstitions, black magic, this jadu, going to sangomas, going to magicians, the fortune tellers, these are all agents of shaitan, agents of Dajjal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq that we recite Surah Kaf every Friday and every day, the first 10 verses and the last 10 verses. Carrying on with this, Ye meri abdiyat hai ya Rab, ye tere fazal karna, yehi aashiko ke shewa, yehi aashiko ka adat. That this is my abdiyat, that oh my Rab, this is only to be in your obedience. This is only your fazal, only your grace, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the method and the way of your lovers and the adat and the method of your lovers, O Allah. Kabhi giriya pe ho buka hai, kabhi aaye sar barna. Yehi ishq ki alamat hai, yehi ishq ka zamanat hai. That sometimes we will shed tears. And this tears, respected brothers, in when a person makes tawbah and istighfar. One occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the sahaba radiallahu anhum, Ala adullukum ala da'ikum wa dawa'ikum. Shouldn't I show you your sickness and your disease? And shouldn't I show you the remedy of it? Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Ya Rasulullah, what is our sickness? What is the disease? The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the spiritual sicknesses. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Da'ukum al-zunub. It is your gunas. Our greatest enemy is our gunas. And one easy way to get rid of this gunas, as our Masaik has mentioned, sit in a company of the Masaik, make the zikr of Allah with contemplation. One occasion asked Hazrat, increase my zikr. He said, do it, but make it with contemplation. That ponder over your zikr, take out everything ghairullah. And Hazrat explained so beautifully that the Hakim Sa Rahmatullah mentioned, like the full moon. Initially it starts off with the crescent, with that white line. Then it increases and increases. Suddenly our heart also is full of darkness. So that to remove the darkness, we need the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One person came to Mawlana Yusuf rahmatullahi alayhi, Kandelvi rahmatullahi alayhi, and he said that, Hazrat, how is it that every time I start salah, then I think of my wife, I think of my shop, my business, my wealth. So what a beautiful answer he gave. He said, just ponder yourself, think that you're in a dark room. You're in a dark room and automatically now someone puts the switch on, light comes. Then when the light comes, then you're able to see that this is my wife, this is my wealth, this is my car, this is this, my factory. So he said, unfortunately, we don't make the zikr of Allah, so our hearts are very, very dark. So, and salah is nur. Salah is nur. Light, this light. So when we start salah, there is nur. So in the darkness of, when the nur comes, then we think of everything of the dunya. Whereas when we make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there will be only nur upon nur. And the heart will be full of nur, and the salah will be nur. Subhanallah, what to say of that salah? Allah grant us the true reality. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zis ka sahara, teri aashikon mein jeena, teri aashikon mein marna. This is my sum total of my life. To have the support of these gems, these mashayikh, the aashikon mein jeena, teri aashikon mein marna. To live amongst the pious and the ashikin, the true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to live among the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately today, the love of dunya has gripped our hearts. The love of all material things. And this Surah Kaf also, as Abul Hasan al-Nimiyah rahmatullahi mentioned, I came to realize that this is a conflict between madiyat and iman. That of material things and iman. Spirituality and iman. So this is an ongoing battle. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the prescriptions. Our mashayikh all the time has always emphasizing our last three surahs, the ayats that we should recite before going to sleep, when we wake up in the morning, our duas, our surahs, all this respectable. So as Aisha radiallahu also mentioned, a person who reads the last five verses of Surah Kaf, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. Then she said that whatever time a person wants to wake up for tahajjud, then Allah will make it possible for him to wake up at that time. Under this, Allama Alusi rahmatullahi said, this is a tried and tested formula and I found it very effective. Subhanallah. That Allah has given us an alarm clock. We read the last five verses of Surah Kaf and inshallah to the barakat of this, a person will wake up at the tahajjud salah. Allah grant me and everyone the tawfiq, inshallah. So, in this poem, we will find, Mere har ya khata par rona hai yahi meri talafi. And to cry over sins. And one is, for example, there is a fire. There is a fire of lust in our hearts. How to put up that fire is the tears that a person, the Hakim Sa Rahmatullahi used to say. When a person cries, then when he terminates his dua, then take those tears, rub it over his face, rub it over his head, rub it over his body. Because these tears are so powerful. لَأَنِيبُ الْمُذْنِبِينَ أَحَبُ إِلَيَّ مِنْ زَجَلِ الْمُسَبِّهِينَ. The ulama explained that the tears of a repentant person, the person making tawbah, he's crying. Allah loves those tears more than the person is making zikr with his tasbih. Subhanallah. Allah grant us the tawfiq. Allah grant us the softness of that heart. And to put off the fire of hell, to clean our spiritual heart of the all the sicknesses, is to shed those tears. Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat jo mine koi akhtar, usse aa gaya hai jeena, usse aa gaya hai marna. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullahi ends this poem and says, to get the sohbat of the ahle dil of any person, subhanallah, and there are so many, and those mashayikh who are on the haq, those mashayikh that are telling us to do the right things, follow them, and a person will never regret. Person will never regret, he'll never have remorse, as long as he keeps on to the teaching, clings to the teaching of the mashayikh. And this is the cry of the Ahlullah. And we should make qadr while they are living. Unfortunately, what is the norm today? A person passes away, then radio stations write to one another, we want to have ulama focus on, now we want to sing their praises. Whilst they were alive, we never take advantage. Allah forgive me, forgive all of us, that we need to take advantage of these situations, these majalis. We're not here to mark ourselves present, but these are the things, the times that we need to attach ourselves to the mashayikh. Allah forgive me, in the couple of months, my shortcoming, I wasn't coming to the majlis. So one Hazrat had a program for the mutawallis. So I came to meet Hazrat, thinking Hazrat will make salam. So Hazrat, first response, where you, Maulana Muhammad? Where you lost? Allahu Akbar. I felt so, that was like awakening for me. And I think this is for my own Islam. Many times my wife will tell me, why are you going every month? Other people are not going. So I explained to her, see, a normal patient has got a headache. Doctor will give him one panada and go away. Actually, you don't need to come to me. But a serious patient, the doctor will tell him, you need to come every day, every month. You need to come for your checkups. So I'll tell my wife, I'm very, very, very sick. Spiritually, I need to come every month. Allah make my islah, all our islah, inshallah, and grant us the tawfiq of appreciating our mashayikh, our shaykh, Hazrat Muhammad Zamir Sahib. Allah keep on afi. Hazrat always say, you make dua with long life, what's the use? So I personally make this dua, that, oh Allah, for the sake of deen, oh Allah, grant Hazrat afiyat and long life, so that he can guide us, and that we can make the right decisions. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.